بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. From amongst the ahadith regarding the fadail of sitting in the masjid, a very unique narration is the one that we will discuss now. It regards a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Almighty Allah, and thereafter Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream enjoys a physical interaction with Almighty Allah. And thereafter Allah Tabarak Ta'ala exposes to him the happenings of the heavens and the earth. And in that day it is the discussion of the angels that what is the most unique wipers, kaffarat, that such a thing that man does, which is not a major action, it's a daily occurrence. Like how we have on our car, we have the windscreen wiper. So every now and then there will be a need for the wiper to be changed. The reason is because it's used so much. So then you will see it's scraping a little. And then they'll say, change the wipers. If the wipers is good and you got some water, your windscreen will always be clean. But more stronger than that day is the eye. The eye blinks so many times that the person doesn't even realize his eye is blinking. Somebody else has to look at your eye and say, you know how many times you blink? Every time he blinks, whatever dust came to the eye, water goes and it's just washed out. It will wash out so many times that a time comes where the individual becomes oblivious of his eye cleaning the dirt of the eye. And that is when he doesn't make any shukr to Almighty Allah. Until a time comes where his eyes start paining. And then he gets inflammation in the eye. And then doctors say to him that this thing is drying up. Because it's drying, now he understands that up till now there was continuous washing. But I had never ever thanked Allah for my ability to be able to wash the dirt of my eye without much effort. So kaffarat is something like that, that an action we are looking for, that it is so easy, it is done so many times, without any effort. The reason why this narration will be mentioned is, and lovely they write, that because this is an action that is so easy, and it is done so many times, a time comes where the individual becomes lax in it. And he starts then falling, until the easiest of actions just goes out of his life. And that which was called kaffarat, that it will wipe away everything, now is forgotten. It was for this reason that the angels were amazed that how is this like kaffarat? Like, because this is so easy. So the narration is a very unique narration from the beginning till the ending. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, رَأَيْتُ رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي أَحْسَنِ سُورَةٍ. I had seen my Rabb in the most beautiful of forms. And my Allah in my dream asked me, فِيمَا يَخْتَصِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى, that the angels of the highest level, الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى is that jamaat of angels, where we understand there are angels that bring the rains, there are angels that see to the death of man, there are angels that see to the questioning. Then there is a reserved jamaat. It's like how in every country you have what is called a group that just gets together to say, make sure everything is running well. They're not the workers. To them all the decisions are brought, all numbers are brought. And then they sit, example, Hajj takes place. So on the ground during the Hajj, they're not there. But after the Hajj, they sit and all the papers are brought to them. They are called Al-Mala'ul A'la, the big jamaat. They look at the whole thing from the top to see where there were problems, where attention is needed. In the movement of this world, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala created a jamaat which is known as Al-Mala'ul A'la. They look at me and you. Because we are the only thing of value in the entire world. The people, especially the people of Iman. They focus their special attention, and like how those people say, right, next year to make sure there's no problem, pay special attention there. Thus al-mala'ul a'la pays special attention. As this jamaat then says, we will reserve so much money in that direction. This jamaat of angels says, we will reserve so much of dua in that direction. This is al-mala'ul a'la. So now special tawajjuh, special dua focuses on a certain group. Now this jamaat is now discussing. So you can understand, like, is the jamaat after Hajj who got together and said, like, what were the three most important things that we need to concentrate on? They are now making this discussion. In regarding to what is al-mala'ul a'la discussing, getting into an argument, I said in my dream, anta a'lam. فَوَضَعَ كَفَّهُ بَيْنَ كَتِفَيَّ فَوَجَدْتُ بُرْدَهَا بَيْنَ ثَدِيَّ فَعَلِمْتُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَتَلَا وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. Says, then in the dream Allah Tabaruk Tala placed His most blessed palm between my shoulders, and I felt the coolness of it in my chest, and with it the happenings of the skies and the earth was exposed to me. On that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read this verse of Quran. In a similar manner we showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the unique happenings, malakut, the happenings or the angelic happenings of the skies and the earth. وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ, so that he can increase in the yaqeen he has. There's a very nice ibarat Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah wrote regarding this, but this is more for an alim. So we will just read the Arabic. He says, I heard from my asatiza that they said, Inna lillahi ta'ala tajalliyatin suriya. This is something to remember. It will help in many times when you will see a hadith and Quranic ayat. Inna lillahi ta'ala tajalliyat suriya. مع تنزه ذاته الأحدية عن المثلية. This was Mullah Ali Qari's tariqa. إن لله تعالى تجليات سورية مع تنزه ذاته الأحدية عن المثلية وبهذا يندفع كثير من المتشابهات القرآنية والحديثية. وَبِهَذَا يَنْدَفِعُ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْمُتَشَابِهَاتِ الْقُرْآنِيَّ وَالْحَدِيثِيَّ. Something to remember somewhere along the line, it will help. That those ayat of Quran and ahadith, where something is mentioned regarding the Zat of Almighty Allah and it's difficult to explain. So this is a very nice تَجَلِّيَاتْ سُورِيَّ مَعَ تَنَزُّهِ ذَاتِهِ الْأَحَدِيَّ عَنِ الْمِثْلِيَّ. Now the full narration that is mentioned in the books of the Ahadith, and that's what we are discussing. It comes in the narration, Abdullah bin Abbas and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhuma narrate, that now after the happenings of the heavens and the earth becomes exposed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Almighty Allah asks, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, هَلْ تَدْرِي فِيمَ يَخْتَصِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى. That most unique jamaat of angels, with regards to what are they discussing? Qultu na'am. My answer was, yes, I indeed know. The narration is fil kaffarat, but in another narration, fil darajat wal kaffarat. That what makes a man just climb the stages, which will come at the end of the narration. But first, what wipes away all the problems and the errors of man? Because you can never ask for promotion if you got problems. Before asking and you think, when I'm going to get promotion, they're going to take out your books. And they're going to say, but on this day you were absent. On this day you came late. They said, we got a camera here. We saw you were sleeping on the stand. What, you asking promotion? We want to fire you. So first you have to kafarat. Before a man even thinks that, oh Allah, can I climb? He has to really cry about that, what climbing am I falling? So Almighty Allah in His system of mercy, He has created two things. That whenever a man does an action, there will be a kafara, which will wipe out the evil. And then there will be darajat, where man can start claiming. In every action where it is said that the rahmah of Allah will fall, maghfirat will fall. So someone says, what if through that beginning maghfirat, all my sins are forgiven? Then he said, word maghfirat, then you start claiming. Because everything got to do with kafara and then darajat. That first your past is wiped, and then immediately you are now pushed up. So fit darajat wal kafarat. Now what is this kafarat? So we will mention the three. Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah writes a nice word in it at the ending. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam singled out, or these three were singled out by Almighty Allah for the angels to discuss. حَثًّا عَلَى فِعْلِهَا. As a targheeb to the people, don't ever leave it out. لِأَنَّهَا دَائِمَة. Because these three actions happen nearly every day so many times. فَكَانَتْ مَظَنَّةً أَن تُمَلْ. There was a great possibility a person starts becoming bored. And he doesn't really feel it was much. And slowly, slowly he starts leaving it. And there's a law, you don't erase the board. Or in the houses, sometimes you will wonder your mother, whenever you see her, she's cleaning the kitchen. Whenever. So you'll feel like that's your whole life, like, cook, clean, cook, clean. But if she doesn't clean, sometimes we visit those houses where there's no woman in the house, there's only men. They also give us da'wat. In their house, when we have to walk from the one room past the kitchen to the place to eat, I always make sure I take my shoes. Because when you walk on that floor, you really feel last week's oil is still there. They became used to it, everyone is used to it. But when a woman will clean, now you won't find it, but it has to be continuous cleaning. You can't have a once a week story. Continuous cleaning will show that there is no dirt. Once a week cleaning, it will be like the dirt remains there, you just polished above the dirt. And it will gather. This is kafarat. When the kafarat stops, we stop erasing. A time comes then where the tawfiq and enjoyment of ibadat also goes. And then the person says, no longer I have that shock like. So you'll say, what happened? You stopped erasing. So dust started falling. It gathered and gathered. Now you're not finding any shine. The kafarat is very easy, very important, must never be left. We will mention it, Allah give us all tawfiq. If you can't get all three, we get one. If you can get all three, it's called Noor ala Noor. First one is al-maksu fil masajidi ba'da salawati. That in the masjid to remain after the namaz. So normally when we'll hear it, we'll think, how long must I remain? Like, I'm such a busy man. Am I going to remain till the rest, next salah? For Allah Ta'ala to make it a kafara, He's going to make it easy. So it wasn't mentioned till the next salah. Yeah. There it was just mentioned al-makth, to remain. Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah writes that the best remaining will be what we will normally understand, intizaran li salatin ukhra. That you remain waiting for the next, that's like high. And you will get those selected servants of Allah. From one salah, they will wait for the next. But Allah Ta'ala in His mercy, He kept it very huge. أو مطلق التوقف للاعتزال عن الخلق والاشتغال بالحق. أو مطلق التوقف. That your salah just finished. Now you read your sunan, you read your nafal, and now you're ready to go. At that time you say, I'll meet one more minute in the masjid. لِلْإِعْتِزَالْ عَنِ الْخَلْقِ وَالْإِشْتِغَالْ بِالْحَقِّ. Just so that I can enjoy one more moment with my Allah. Now that one minute is not like the best, but it is called, if you can't get the best, take the rest also. Just one minute extra. 30 seconds extra. That if someone says you're waiting for someone, like, so then you say, لِلْإِعْتِزَالْ عَنِ الْخَلْقِ وَالْإِشْتِغَالْ بِالْحَقِّ. Just one minute. الْمَقْثُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدْ بَعْدَ الصَّلَوَاتِ. All the namaz is finished. And now I just sit. Why I'm sitting? Because in this sitting, my Allah is just going to wipe out. So it's a very small amal. Don't forget it. وَالْمَشْيُ عَلَى الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ That now and then to walk to the masjid. If the houses are far, it becomes difficult, but a time comes where even the houses that are near say it's difficult. The reason it became so easy, that person began feeling that there is nothing in it. And then he felt it's easier to wait and in the last minute jump in the car and go to the masjid. So it was said here that even the angels were amazed at how this wipes away. Al-mashyu ala al-aqdam ila al-jama'at. And the third is وَإِبْلَاغُ الْوَضُوْ فِي الْمَكَارِ Wudu means the water of wudu. Iblaq, to make it reach. Make it reach where? Amakina. The places it has to reach. Fil makari, he means in the times when it is difficult. One meaning is, but it's general. But the water is cold. And when the water is cold, you just don't want to make that wuzu. So previously we explained this here, that water has to be rubbed. So you take that water. Ice cold water will never kill a person if he doesn't put his hand under the water. You take the water and then nicely you rub it, but to make the water reach. These are three amals which are not very hard. But because it happens every day, no one will ever think I'm wiping away something with it. So example, when you take this water to make wuzu, rub it so hard in the understanding that I'm wiping away sin. Then you will see you'll rub harder. Because me and you, we all know, then you'll see the student will rub his finger very hard. Especially this index finger, because this is the one that sends all the messages. They call it the tashahud finger. They call it the big finger of dhikr. Now it became the finger for the computer and the phone. So rub it. Rub it. Because it comes in the narration until the guna drops from the nail. Right from there. But the last drop. So it was known one day this finger is going to be doing a lot of things. That he needed that guna to fall off there. But to wipe it away. Rub the face, rub the hands, rub it in the meaning I am wiping away because I want it to shine tomorrow on the day of Qiyam. For it to shine, there must be no dust. When walking to the masjid, take every step in the manner like you're kicking something. Because the step isn't picking up the leg. So I'm kicking away dirt. Kicking away that kafara. Now I'm enjoying my steps because for every step it's like one wipe, one wipe, one wipe. And al-maqsu fil masajidi. After the salah is finished, I want to stand up. The devil tell me, go now. And this is hold on 30 seconds because in 30 seconds I press delete on my computer. So I just need one whole file to be deleted. Like that individual who sits with his phone, then he got something called history. And he goes to his history quickly, now he says delete. As he's deleting, he waits for it. He'll never go without the delete because in case his mother comes after. So he waits extra 20 seconds. Why? My file must get deleted. Me and you got lot files. Three things. Delete our file by just sitting. Walk to the masjid now and then and just think I'm wiping away my sins. Rub your hands hard with that water to say I'm wiping away. Three actions. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, these words were unique. He said, "Man fa'ala dhalika." Whoever will do this, meaning continuous wiping. Aasha bi khair, wa mata bi khair. Wa kana min khati'atihi ka yawma waladathu ummuhu. Whoever will do such, meaning three easy things. He will love with beauty. Aasha bi khair. He will love with goodness. Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah says, they have explained what is this goodness. In Quran it is called Hayatan Tayyiba. So what is this goodness? He said the beginning goodness is Halawatu Ta'ah. He will start enjoying his ibadah. He will find a taste, a sweetness in it. Wa Tawfiqul Ibadah. He was doing less, now he wants to do even more. What was it? He just sat for extra 30 seconds. And now the next salah, he wants to stay even longer. He starts getting the taste of obedience. He starts getting tawfiq of ibadah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Allah will then set to him rizqi halal. His sustenance will become purer and purer. Others have said qana'ah. He will now be content with whatever he has of this world. Everything happening with what? Extra 30 seconds, a few steps, and little bit extra rubbing. And then some of them had mentioned the highest level of Asha bi khair, to live in the most beautiful of conditions, is Ar-Radha bil Qismatil Muqaddara. That he becomes happy with every decision of Allah. We call it Radha bil Qada. وَهُوَ نِهَايَةُ النِّعْمَةِ الدُّنْيَوِيَةِ This is the greatest gift Allah gives man in this world. He's always happy. عَاشَ بِخَيْرٍ His life is just unique. وَمَاتَ بِخَيْرٍ وَكَانَ مِنْ خَطِيئَتِهِ He will live in the most beautiful of conditions. He will die in the most beautiful of conditions. And he will be from his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. He say, مُبَرَّ A child when he's born, he's clean, free from sin. They say he will be free. Why? Because he was always wiping away. Kaffarat. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, In the dream Almighty Allah said to me, O Muhammad, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ فَقُلْ When you perform your salah, then read this dua sometimes. Allah give us tawfiq now and then, if you can remember it. اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات والله I ask you the ability to do everything that is good and to leave everything that is evil فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات to do everything that is good and to leave everything that is evil And the third one, which normally is regarded as that which gives you the first two, وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ I ask you for the love of those that are poor. I ask you for the love of those that are poor. Opposite will be, I'm asking that I don't fall in love with the rich. I'm asking that I don't fall in love with the rich. At the present time in the world, where with WhatsApp and Facebook and Twitter, the lives of the bold and the beautiful, the rich and the famous is in front of everyone. And they're just talking of millions and billions. وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ means next time you want to go on Twitter, look for the account of that person who's living in one shack. And he got a musalla and a lota. And say, I want to follow you. How many followers you got? He says, none because I got no electricity. How am I going to send my message? He said, I want the love of that man. Why? Whenever you will fall in love with the rich and the famous, number one, qana'at will come out, which was going to be, asha bi khair. You will be content. You will never be content. Fall in love with the rich and the famous, you will never be content. No matter what you're driving, you'll always feel I need to upgrade. No matter what you're wearing, you will feel I need to upgrade. No matter how much Allah has given you, you will always feel He hasn't given me anything. And then a time will come when you will see the shaitani world. And those people who are so clear that they are shaitani men, agents. But just because of their wealth, even their shaitani attitude will not worry you, will not concern you. You'll say, I like his money. I like his life. It doesn't matter how he got that life. So much it will come to that even if you know he's an agent of the devil, even if someone says he spends his money in places where Muslims are harmed in the world, it makes no difference to me. I like that life of his. وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ The love of those people who don't have. When that love will come, فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ The ability to do good will definitely come. The ability to do leave evil will definitely come. You'll only be in Allah's shukr when you'll be seeing the poor people around. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ بِعِبَادِكَ فِتْنَةً And Allah, when the decision is made to put your servants in a trial, some have explained it in this manner, when the decision is made to put your servants in dalala, that for servants of a certain land to go astray, فَقْبِذْنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ Then quickly take me to you so that I don't go astray. Because in history there has always been certain places which were known as the marakis of khair. But this world is such that it changes. Years later, you will come and look at that area and say, once upon a time, you were the flower of the world. Now you became the weeds. Once upon a time, you get the best scholars in the world. Now you are giving out the fatawa that haram becomes halal. So what happened to you like? He says, when the time comes where your intention is of balala, then Allah, let me die before I become also misguided. فَقْبِضْنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ. Another translation will be, O Allah, when you intend any exam for your servants, then let me be pulled towards you, غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ, in the condition that I never fail the exam. So with whichever translation you want to make it, when you intend ضَلَالَ, that the group is now going to go astray, Allah, let me die before that happens. And I want to be in the best jamaat. I don't want to be found in the worst jamaat. So again, three actions for kafara, staying in the masjid a little longer. Wherever possible, to walk to the jamaah. And when using the water of wudu, iblagh al wudu amakina, let the water reach where it has to reach. You will see sometimes the pious, they even look here like, to see like, did it reach here? Because this is the part where normally it just jumps. So when they reach here and they worry, you'll think like, what you worried always about? He's worried about iblagh. Did it reach? One is bulugh, it reaches. One is iblagh, I must make it reach. The world of difference. Sometimes when you put your water, their hand under it, you say, oh, water, reach wherever you have to reach. That's not asked. Now he says, you make sure that water reaches. So you guide it. You take it around nicely, very hard. Make it go everywhere. That is called iblagh al wudu amakina. Three things. Allah give us tawfiq. Sometimes we make this dua after salah. As'aluka fi'al al khayrat wa tark al munkarat wa hubb al masakin. The ability to do all good, to leave all evil, and to love the poor. Wa idha aradta bi ibadika fitna faqbidni ilayka khayra maftun. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then the angel spoke about, now you want to fly, darajat. And the darajat was even more easier now. Because once you get clean, now small, small things means big things. So if sha'us salam, make salam now. Everyone you're meeting, smile at them. Because now you're clean, now why mustn't you smile? Make salam and you're just climbing. It'amu ta'am, now and then feed. Because when you're making salam to everyone, they become your friends. When they become your friends, you have to be ready to sometimes feed them also. It'amu ta'am. And finally, was-salatu bil-layl wan-nasu nayam. Again, tartib has been mentioned. That the hardest from the three is tahajjud. And everyone says the spot here, tahajjud, the easy tahajjud is before you go to sleep. That is also one tahajjud from hujud, ta'khiru nawm. I delayed my sleep a little bit. In Darul Uloom Azadville, everyone gets the thawab of tahajjud because the salah is so late. Meaning someone says, I can go that masjid. Say, go make tahajjud in Azad, Darul Uloom. That you just go here, it's late now, ta'khir. You delayed, I know you want to sleep early. Just go here, it's the latest. So already you got that tahajjud. But when nasu nayam, when everyone is sleeping, that's very hard. Unique tartib is that when you want to climb the ladder to the third one, start with the first one. Ifsha'us salam. Start making salam to who you know and especially to who you don't know. That salam will give you tawfiq to start feeding. It'amu ta'am. Feeding is not an easy thing, especially in the country we're living. If you know you're getting guests, first thing you look at in your wallet, do I have the money to look after those guests? If you haven't got it immediately, you say, I'm going out at the moment. Because if those 10 people come, you need to feed them. Salam brings barakah, it brings generosity. That you're not so much worried about where it's going to come from, your tawakkul in Allah increases. When you will start feeding people, the du'as of those people who eat by you, Allah becomes so happy, He starts giving you the tawfiq to wake up at night. Start with salam. It will make you reach it'am. It will make you reach as-salatu bil-layl wan-nasu nayam. And with those three, men will just start climbing, climbing. Unique advices were given. To wipe away our sins and then to climb towards Almighty Allah. Allah Tawarakullah in His kindness give us everything of goodness. All this khair that was mentioned in the hadith. Let us live in the most beautiful of conditions. Let us die in the most beautiful of conditions. Let us always be like the child who has just been born.
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.